I should like to conclude this lecture by reading you the root verses of the six bardos, which form part of the central nucleus of the entire Tibetan book of the Dict. In the light of what has been said, their meaning may be a little clearer. The root verses of the six bardos. Oh, now, when the bardo of life upon me is dawning, abandoning idleness, there being no idleness in a devotee's life, entering into the reality undistractedly, listening, reflecting, and meditating, carrying on to the path knowledge of the true nature of appearances and of mind, may the three kaya, the three bodies of the Buddha, be realized. Once that the human form hath been attained, may there be no time or opportunity in which to idle it away. O now, when the dream bardo upon me is dawning, abandoning the inordinate corpse-like sleeping of the sleep of stupidity, may the consciousness undistractedly be kept in its natural state. Grasping the true nature of dreams, may I train myself in the clear light of miraculous transformation, acting not like the brutes in slothfulness. May the blending of the practicing of the sleep state and actual awaking experienced be highly valued by me. O now, when the bardo of meditation upon me is dawning, abandoning the whole mass of distractions and illusions, may the mind be kept in the mood of endless undistracted samadhi. May firmness both in the visualizing and in the perfected stages be obtained. At this time, when meditating one pointedly, with all other actions put aside, may I not fall under the power of misleading, stupefying passions. O now, when the bardo of the moment of death upon me is dawning, abandoning attraction and craving and weakness for all worldly things, may I be undistracted in the space of the bright, enlivening teachings. May I be able to transfuse myself into the heavenly space of the unborn. The hour hath come to part with this body composed of flesh and blood. May I know the body to be impermanent and illusory. O now, when the bardo of reality upon me is dawning, abandoning all awe, fear, and terror of all phenomena, may I recognize whatever appeareth as being mine own thought forms. May I know them to be apparitions in the intermediate state. It hath been said, there arriveth a time when the chief turning point is reached. Fear not the bands of the peaceful and wrathful, who are thine own thought forms. O now, when the bardo of rebirth upon me is dawning, one pointedly holding fast to a single wish, may I be able to continue the course of good deeds through repeated efforts. May the womb door be closed and the revulsion recollected. The hour hath come when energy and pure love are needed. May I cast off jealousy and meditate upon the Guru, the Father Mother. O procrastinating one, who thinketh not of the coming of death, devoting thyself to the useless doings of this life, improvident art thou in dissipating thy great opportunity. Mistaken indeed will thy purpose be now, if thou returnest empty-handed from this life. Since the holy Dharma is known to be thy true need, wilt thou not devote thyself to the holy Dharma even now? Thus say the great adepts in devotion. If the chosen teaching of the Guru be not borne in mind, wilt thou not, O disciple, be acting even as a traitor to thyself? It is of great importance that these root words be known.